The two goals, to find out whether the H7N9 virus, which has killed four people, is transmittable between humans, and to find out how far it spread. CDC spokesman Tom Skinner says scientists in China and Atlanta are in on the study, even though researchers here don't yet have a sample of the virus.
The genetic sequences of the virus are shared through a database, and then there are actual companies that develop synthetic genes that can then be used by us here at CDC to come up with a seed virus for a vaccine, should we ever need a vaccine.
Skinner says it's too early to know whether that will be necessary. Health experts identified the virus as a new one in humans just a few days ago. So far, 11 cases are confirmed. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.